True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
So I'm driving down Market Street on Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon at about 4:30, 5 o'clock, something like that. And I notice there's a protest happening in downtown St. Louis. Now, it wasn't the ones from last week that were actually kind of big. This one was, I would say, small, but I'm not trying to diminish it. You know, you had 30 to 50 people there. And to me, if you get 30 to 50 people to show up for something, you've done a pretty good job, especially if it's just a protest. You're walking around with a sign. You know, like, I don't know exactly what you hope to accomplish other than just making people aware that you're mad about something usually. And look, I'm not even trying to diminish protests. I'm just saying that's usually what it is. I really appreciate people who are very, very passionate. I just think sometimes, and this does apply to many causes, but not all of them. Sometimes when you see these protesters, they don't really know what they're doing or talking about. And we always assume, well, they must be paid protesters. I don't think that's always the case. I think this is just really low information, high passion people who are protesting, especially right now. And this could apply to both sides of the aisle. I'm not saying it's just the left. But right now, you're seeing a lot of it on the left. And I'm not trying to diminish these things. I'm not trying to make fun of them. I just think that it's indicative of where people's minds are at right now. And this, like, fiery hatred of course, Orange Man, that doesn't really come from a place of any knowledge. And that bothers me. Again, I don't mind the passion. It just bothers me when people don't even know what they're doing. So, again, I'm driving down Market Street, and I see this group of protesters. The problem is they're going the same direction as I am. So their signs were facing away from me. But I'm just fascinated by this because I want to see, this is enough people that I'd like to see. What are they protesting? Is it something in St. Louis? Is it national politics? Is it a union thing? I have no idea. So I'm trying to see, who is this? What are they doing? And all I can see is the guy in the back who's part of the protest, but he's just a little bit away from everybody. I don't know if that's by choice or just that he wasn't keeping up. But I'll tell you who this guy is. He's a real skinny kind of white guy wearing a beanie, I think because it was kind of cold, covering his ears. And he was wearing sunglasses and, here's the key, a mask. He was wearing a COVID mask. It wasn't even an N95. It was just one of those crappy paper ones that don't do anything. They're spit guards is the way the medical community refers to them. And he's just wearing one of those. And I finally see, he turns enough for me to see what his sign says. And it said, "Wash U trusts the science," or "Wash U believes the science." You following me here? This is a low, low information person who's saying, trust the science and somehow attaching that to Wash U. So I never quite connected like how Wash U was involved in this. But Wash U trusts the science. And he's walking around outside wearing a mask, not really near anyone. That's your protester. I bring that up because of the somehow connection to Wash U here is weird. And it may be related to this news item. I don't know if it is. It was the only sign. They had other people there with signs, but again, they were going in the same direction as me, and I couldn't quite see all of them. But I know that it had something to do with universities, Wash U, maybe something like that, okay? So here's your article from The Hill. President Trump's administration has taken its fight with the Ivy Leagues to new heights, detaining student activists, launching investigations, pulling hundreds of millions in funding, and even giving some conservatives pause. This is coming from The Hill. They're notoriously, they try to go out of their way to not sound conservative. That's the truth. They've said that. They just don't want to be pegged as conservative because they used to be really middle. And the middle, as you know, kind of moved right when the left moved so far left. And so they've done a great disservice to everybody by trying to stay middle as the middle has moved left. So they've become left. Harvard University, the University of Pennsylvania, Columbia University, Brown University, and others are all feeling the heat over their alleged inaction over campus anti-Semitism and policies around transgender athletes. University of Pennsylvania lost almost $200 million for alleged infractions regarding transgender athletes and women's sports teams. The funding was also yanked from Columbia University, $400 million in federal contracts. And I'm just looking for more numbers. It's a lot of money. So first of all, you ask, why are these universities getting that much money? I knew they got money. I didn't know they got that much. $400 million to Columbia University. That's just what's been canceled. I don't even know if that's everything that they're getting from the federal government. That's almost half a billion dollars that they're getting every year from the government. And that's one university. So the Trump administration is going after these universities. And I'm going to tell you right now the way that he's doing it. This needs to happen anyway. I'm just telling you this is the methodology that they're using. They're first going after the worst infractions. They're going after people who have not stopped crazy, like, pro-Hamas protests and stuff. Places that have kind of allowed violence or intimidation, at least, of Jewish students. And crazy stuff. And also now, universities that are bucking Title IX, because Title IX now protects women's sports in the way that the Trump administration is interpreting it and the executive order to say that men can't play in women's sports. It seems like a pretty obvious thing to use Title IX for, but of course the Biden administration was using it in the exact reverse, so it's all about the interpretation of the law. And so they're using these infractions to go after these universities and say, we're going to cut your funding if you don't get in line. The thing is, Columbia University has capitulated somewhat, and I don't think they're getting their funding back. So this is what the Trump administration is doing smartly, just like they're doing with immigration. They're saying, we're going to deport people, but we're starting with the worst. And so it's hard to defend illegal immigrant criminals, so they start with them. And plus, that's who you want out first, of course, right? So they're doing the same thing with colleges. They're asking the bigger question, why the hell are we spending almost half a billion dollars funding anti-American communist propaganda at every university, especially in the East Coast, like the Ivy League stuff? But across the country, this is going to happen. I'm just telling you right now, this is going to happen. And the reason I started with that story about the protester is that what is being taught at universities? If you're walking around outside in St. Louis wearing a mask that doesn't do anything in the first place, not near anybody, clearly not helping you do anything that says, Wash U, trust the science. I ask the question, what is being taught at universities that we're actually trying to protect? Because if you're like pro, let's keep taxpayer funding American universities, which I'm not, But if you are, what exactly are you trying to protect? Because that kind of stuff is just a really, really good example of the ways that you're going to have to convince conservatives to come to your side. Because I'm not ready to come to your side. If you can make a great case that we should keep funding these universities, you're going to have to get me over the hump of stupid crap like that. Stick around. This is Wiggins America, and we have a very, very full...
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show been like 4 months or
it's
something.
It's been so long.
It's not been, I don't think this year.
No, this is when you said, do you want to come in for a segment? I was like, yeah, that'd be really nice. I don't think I've done that in a very long time.
Probably Christmas time or something was the last time that you came in.
I think we talked about movies last time.
Okay, we won't do that this time.
Okay,
we're gonna do serious questions. But
great.
Before we get there,
serious question,
I want to ask you, how is your, is he 7 months old?
Nine months old. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. How's 9 month old Bernie?
We're crawling.
Are you?
Yeah, we're crawling.
Is it getting tough?
We started crawling this week.
Is it getting tougher to watch him?
Yes. We've been in a sweet spot where he was very independent play, but not mobile. But this week he started crawling really well. He had been scooting, doing this funny little breakdance thing to get to where he wanted to go. But now he's just zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah.
It's a game changer.
Yep.
Because now you can't just sit there and like walk out of the room for a minute, come back. Now it's 100% visual.
Yep.
And it doesn't really stop now until they're like 2.5.
Mm-hmm. And then they'd still be going at 2.5. I guess they start to get you can reason with them a little bit more at that.
Yeah. You don't have to worry so much that they're going to like put a stink bug in their mouth and stuff. I mean, they still will do little things, and you still got to make sure they're not touching the stove and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to worry as much about, oh, like there's a barbed wire fence. I think I'm just going to like jam my head into it. You know,
yeah.
Like there's a little bit more reasoning.
Yeah.
And so you start to be able to kind of back off a little bit, and it just gets better and better from there.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a lot, though. It is a lot.
You got a cute baby.
Thanks.
And I don't just say that. All babies are cute to an extent. But some babies are super cute. Bernie's a super cute baby.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm sure you agree.
I do agree, yeah.
All right, ready for some serious questions?
Do it.
Okay, well, we'll start with this one instead now because you're maybe having to deal with this for the first time. Americans shun Easter eggs this year because of the price of eggs. So they're dying different foods instead. So first question, this isn't the serious question, is are you guys doing Easter eggs this year?
We don't do them usually.
But you got a baby now.
We do.
So are you going to do Easter in general differently?
We'll do Easter. Yeah. I think it's too soon to do the hide the eggs, though.
Yeah, he won't get it.
Yeah, that's a next year thing. Hopefully the prices come down.
Yes.
But I wouldn't use real eggs for this anyway. You can't stuff coins and candy in real eggs.
I never did either. Mm-hmm. I mean, growing up, we would dye eggs sometimes. My mom was a stay-at-home mom for a little while, so we had a little more time to do that stuff. But generally, I don't think we've ever dyed eggs with our kids.
Yeah.
It's always the plastic ones.
That was more when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Where you'd get the dye kits, you do hard-boiled eggs. That's actually kind of fun. Now I want to do that.
Eggs are coming down a little bit.
Good.
But they're not super... I keep seeing stats that they're down. Maybe it's just because we live in the breadbasket that I never saw them... at $10 a dozen.
No, $6. It was high. And you were like, oh, I don't really want to pay that. But I felt the same thing. And they'd been uncomfortable for a while.
Yeah.
Or they had changed that it wasn't when it started to hit the news. By the time it hit the news, I was like, wait, that's just what we've been paying for.
Exactly.
Them.
Yeah. It seems like it was, you'd always kind of have a lag. But now the news that I see, and it's probably because we're in Trump world, is egg prices are down. Egg prices are down by 61% or something since January. But I wonder if that's the coastal cities where you got to ship eggs a lot farther. Where around here, I never really saw them get above $5 or $6 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're at $3.50.
Yeah, getting
like
back
that.
To normal.
Yeah.
Did you see the story from the White House that they're hell-bent on using real eggs for the Easter egg hunt?
Uh-uh.
So the Trump administration said, how they do things,
yeah.
That instead of fake eggs, they're going to use real eggs at the White House Easter egg hunt. But my thought was the same. Well, I can't get any candy out of that.
Well, you could maybe stick some candy inside a real egg if you force it hard enough.
It could get really messy. I guess you could hard-boil it first. Yeah. And then... shove what's a hard enough candy, like a piece of Hershey's or
like a Tootsie Roll inside a real egg, inside a hard boiled egg.
Yum.
My serious question is, have you ever eaten a chicken egg?
Serious question.
Yes.
Me too.
Look at that.
That's cool.
Something in common. Loch Ness bombshell as monster seen blowing bubbles just below surface. A woman claimed to have captured footage of the Loch Ness monster blowing bubbles just below the surface of the water near Urquhart Castle. Annette Harkins spotted the monster's hump rising above the water and quickly took a video of the sighting. The dramatic moment occurred on March 2nd, and Annette recently submitted her sighting to the Loch Ness Center.
Serious question.
What's your question?
Will we ever know?
No.
No.
Well, the trouble is, do we really want to know? Because I really want the Loch Ness Monster to be real.
I was looking into this, and there have been sightings since, 700 AD or something. Just way the heck long ago. Do you think it's the same monster?
It almost would have to be, because you'd have to have multiples breeding. I don't know. I guess it...
How many monsters are in there? Because the prevailing theory is it's some kind of extinct dinosaur type water monster.
It would have to be... a lot smaller than we think.
Oh, this for it to be sounds real. Like a whale. The monster's hump rising above the water, blowing bubbles.
I just mean if it's actually going to be real. And they've done like echolocation and stuff on...
why can't we find it?
The lock.
It's in there.
And they haven't found anything. I would think that if you do have some sort of dinosaur... like, I think it's actually possible that a creature like that at the bottom of a body of water... and this would apply to the ocean, too... could actually exist and continue to exist without our knowing it. Loch Ness is a weird one because it's a large body of water, but it's not an ocean. So you could, do all the testing, which they've done. They haven't found anything. So it'd have to be kind of a small extinct species or thought to be extinct species.
Why is there a whole center for it?
Because it's fun. Isn't there one? There's one in New Jersey, too. I never remember the name of it. Yeah, it's not Loch Ness, but it's similar circumstance. Big lake, and people have a name for this thing. If you're listening to the show and you know what it is, at Radio Wiggins me right now to tell me what the name of the one in New England is. Because there is one. I just can't remember the name of it. But it's a fun... I really wish that these things could be proven true. Dave Glover... loves this stuff.
He's all in for Bigfoot.
He's all in for Bigfoot. I remember when I was on the Dave Glover show, they were talking, they always did the Halloween shows, and they were dead set on doing a hunt for Bigfoot for one of the Halloweens. I don't think they ever did it because it was right when COVID hit, and then everything shut down like years later. We're finally getting back to it. Mm-hmm. But I he wants it to be real, really bad because it's fun. Mm-hmm. That's why I won't go away.
It would be great. I just don't understand Loch Ness and Bigfoot. I can, because they're akin to aliens and the whole conspiracy thing, but these are, I mean, we have pretty good tracking devices and a lot of information available to us on the planet. You'd think we'd be able to figure this out.
You know what I always come back to, though, is I would have thought the same thing until that flight that disappeared.
The Malaysia Airlines
flight? The Malaysia Airlines flight that just completely disappeared. And nobody has any idea.
Where did it go?
I think I did read a couple years ago that they do think they've found it, but they're not completely sure. But it went under the radar because the mystery is bigger than the solution. Just like the Jack the Ripper thing. Oh, it's like unbelievable. Who's Jack the Ripper? Well, then a few years ago, they think they found out who it was. But nobody really wants to know.
But it doesn't matter because he's the notoriety.
Yeah.
Of the...
But even the fact that that flight, it took over 10 years for them to probably find where it was. And that was a flight of a modern plane that they just lost.
It's crazy.
That you go, well, maybe things aren't always so easy as we think just because we have all this tech, you know?
Yeah, but this is a lake.
I know. But Bigfoot could be anywhere.
He could be anywhere.
He'd just be
You're
anywhere.
Right. You're
up
right.
in a tree.
Fair enough.
People walk right by him. He's right above him.
It's Bigfoot.
Is that Bigfoot up there?
I think it's Bigfoot up there.
I can't be Bigfoot. Wait. You're stupid.
He's dropping acorns on people. Yeah. Just messing with you.
Don't look up. Let's just keep looking forward. Let's just assume Bigfoot's not up there. Next one is controversial actors. Kevin Spacey is attending the Pittsburgh Comic Con.
Ooh.
Spacey look attended out. This Comic Con, or is about to, and doing a meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs, doing the whole thing. But he's a creep, and he's been sexually assaulting and, like, pressuring young men into sex for a long time. Although, hey,
allegedly.
I gotta read. Allegedly, because in 2022, the only actual case was dismissed against Spacey. Mm-hmm. But there's so many allegations. There's tons of allegations. And so I'm not sure why none of them have actually succeeded in suing him yet. But my serious question is, if you had the opportunity, you still do a lot of booking for Mark Cox and, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of stuff around here for the station. Would you book Kevin Spacey for an interview?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because Tucker Carlson did.
Well, now I feel like I have to if Tucker did.
He did. It was kind of strange. You're like, what's this about?
I remember that. I think you have to.
I think you have to, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't mean, just because you book him, doesn't mean you have to give him a softball interview.
No.
Do a hard interview.
Yeah, ask the questions.
The thing I can't figure out is, why did Kevin Spacey do that interview? what did he gain? Because he's clearly not some sort of right-wing figure. And he did it as a parody of his character on The West Wing.
That was, not West Wing, House of Cards.
House of Cards,
yeah. It was weird.
So I don't really know.
It's very weird.
Does Kevin Spacey, is it this kind of stuff that he's looking to get back into by doing random interviews of who will allow him to do it?
Maybe rebuild his image.
Is it good that, does it say anything larger about the sort of like conservative side of media that we're willing to interview people who are untouchable and the left won't? They kind of make them untouchable.
Maybe to some extent, as long as you're not giving them a platform and not asking hard questions.
Well, that's what's weird about the Tucker interview, because he didn't ask him hard questions. He did the interview as a character.
Because then it looks like you're just supporting somebody that is icky. Counter question, or another question, just a question. Say these allegations, because we don't know if they're true or not, but say they are true, is there a way he could redeem himself and have any kind of career?
Saying that they are true?
Yes.
I don't know. I have no idea. It really is all public perception, which is why you do these kind of things, mm-hmm. is to change the public perception about you. And it is important to note that he was not found guilty.
Right.
So, you know, that does matter. I don't know. I go back to like Jussie Smollett. Do I want to see that guy have a career? Not really.
Mm-hmm. But Jussie Smollett isn't Kevin Spacey as far as acting chops go.
True.
I know that's totally terrible, but you're talking about somebody that's incredibly talented at their craft.
And has been very successful.
Yes.
And yeah, I just don't know. Would I watch something with Kevin Spacey in it? I think so. It's not that I wouldn't watch anything he made before this now. Mm-hmm. Would I watch something now? Yeah, I think I would. The same thing applies to Michael Jackson. There are a lot of people who say, I won't even listen to him. He shouldn't be played on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that conversation happens within these walls sometimes. Should we be playing Michael Jackson? I'm like, yeah. Let people decide for themselves whether they hate this guy enough to change the station.
Is the difference between an R. Kelly and a Michael Jackson, we know for sure R. Kelly did something and we don't know for sure Michael Jackson did?
There is a difference there for sure.
So then with Kevin Spacey, as long as these things remain allegations.
It's dicey.
Yeah.
That's a good question because it's a hard question. And there's no clear rule about it because there's a legal rule and that should be the same for everybody. But then what becomes of your public facing career after that? I don't know.
Yeah, is the art bigger than the person?
Yeah. It would really depend on the person, which it sounds like it does based on our conversation right now.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to be consistent on this issue. I've said it before that I like when public officials, whether they be elected officials, politicians, or celebrities or whoever, I like when they quote scripture. Even when somebody like Nancy Pelosi stands up and goes, well, we're to pray without ceasing, so I pray for the president. And you know that she's kind of being sarcastic and you don't know exactly what her faith is. I'm still okay with it because that means there's a basis for us to talk. You know, if I approach you and I say, morally, these things are wrong, and you say, no, they're right, and we have no basis of agreement on what morality even is, then it's harder to talk about those things. But it also is tough to defend people who really are misusing scripture. Enter Letitia James.
And Dr. King talked about that stone of hope. And it's that stone of hope that gives me a fire in my belly each and every morning. It's that stone of hope that allows me to wake up and to stand to Donald Trump and to say, Donald Trump, I'm not afraid of you. It's that stone of hope. It's that stone of hope that gives me power that's that stone of hope and the belief in each and every one of you to let you know that I'm not going to allow my ancestors, all of those who died for me to be in this position, I am not going to disgrace them and disappoint them. I am going to use the law both as a sword and as a shield and challenge Donald Trump. And each and every time he issues an illegal executive order, I am going to stand up to him because he represents to me sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity.
This is the Attorney General of New York State. Now, she's not quite quoting scripture. She's saying spiritually things here. But she does start quoting scripture in this next bit. And unfortunately, what we have is a situation, and you'll hear the scripture. You probably heard this one even if you're not a Christian. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So she finally does quote that scripture in this one. And it's not just like spiritual stuff. And the problem is that if you assume that you just take that, like nothing can stop me, basically, is what that, nothing's going to get in my way, I'm going to overcome. Okay, cool. That's a real scripture. But the problem is if you use it to say, no matter what I do, I will win. Even if I'm going against God, it's like you're saying, I'm God, God's behind me, therefore I'm going to win. Instead of saying, what's God's will, I'll follow it, therefore I can't be defeated. So what is it exactly that she's fighting for that she says that she will not be defeated in because no weapon formed against her will prosper? Well, it's race-based hiring, favoring some people over others, but then also coming after any executive order, she almost slips, any executive order Donald Trump tries to issue. And then she goes, I mean, illegal executive order.
And so DEI, as far as I am concerned, is more than about just black people. Let's be honest.
That's right.
DEI is about paid parental leave. DEI is about disabled children. DEI calls a number, includes a number of categories. So when they talk about DEI, let them know that they're not only coming after us, but they're coming after all of us. And we've got to stand together, stand in community, stand with this great organization under the leadership of our civil rights leader, Reverend Al Sharpton, who has been a light, a bright and shining light in the darkness. But I don't know about you. It's that stone of hope that inspires me each and every day. And listen, faith and fear can never share the same space. And so I'm covered by the blood. And I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. You can come after me, but no enemy, nothing formed against me will perish. Nothing formed against me. Nothing formed against me. Nothing formed against me.
All right.
And the funniest thing about the whole clip is that the Attorney General of the state of New York, the one scripture she does quote, she quotes it wrong. No weapon formed against me shall prosper means that I will be victorious. What she says is, no weapon formed against me will perish, which means the exact opposite, that every weapon formed against her will succeed. Is she accidentally claiming the wrong thing there? I guess it remains to be seen, because if God is with her, who can be against her? But if God is not with what she's trying to do, she's trying to jail Donald Trump, and she really won't stop. I don't know if she'll do it now, but she was trying to jail Donald Trump. Well, I guess we'll find out who wins in the end.
Gruff Reese.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce the name. I've always seen it written. He's the lead singer of another one of my favorite bands, Super Furry Animals. I like super bands, apparently. Supergrass, we were talking about earlier in the show. Super Furry Animals. These are mostly 90s bands, 2000s. That's when I was coming up, of course. That's when you find your music, right? Well, the lead singer, he's Welsh. He is coming to Chicago. He's doing this tour of America called the American Interior Tour, and that's why I played that song there, because that's by him and them, Super Furry Animals. And he's coming to Chicago on Wednesday night. And so if I'm not on the Annie Fry show on Thursday, you'll know why. Because I made the drive and went to the show because I'd really like to see him. He's a pretty far lefty, but he's also Welsh. So I'm like, well, how much can you be involved? I'm not really sure. But regardless, I like the music and the politics sometimes eke into it. But I still like the music. And I texted a good friend of mine. You might know him by the name of Dr. Ty Parker, Fountains Family Dentistry. He does some sponsorship of some of the shows that we've done here on and off. And he's a very good friend of mine. So I texted Dr. Ty, as I call him, Ty, and said, hey, man, lead singer Super Furry Animals coming to Chicago next week if you'd like to go. He texts me back, going to be in Chicago this weekend. So I guess that was him telling me he didn't want to go back to Chicago. So his wife texted me today and said, hey, did Ty tell you what he's doing in Chicago? And I said, no. And she said, oh, he told me that he told you what he was doing there. He said, or she said, he's up there taking a picture with, let me see if I can find everybody he's taking a picture with. And I'm sure he's paying for it. It's probably not cheap. He's taking a picture with Elijah Wood, Sean Astin, Billy Boyd, I don't know that name, Dominic Moynihan, Andy Serkis, and John Rhys-Davies. That's the four hobbits, Gollum, Gimli, and I guess that's it. So, man, that's a real group to get together. My guess is that cost $1,000. I have no idea, but that's an amazing picture. And she said, he said he told you. And I said, no, here's a screenshot. It just says, hey, you want to go see Super Furry Animals in Chicago? And he goes, no, I'm in Chicago this weekend. That was him telling me that he's taking a picture with basically the entire cast of Lord of the Rings, which is super cool. So, of course, I've been suggesting that he give them something. So his wife and I are discussing what should Ty take to give them as a gift. And she says that he should take 6 friendship bracelets and give them to each of them, because then they would always remember how good of friends they all are with each other and with Ty. And he won't do it for some reason. And I said, no, I think that he should give each of them a 50% off coupon to Red Robin and remind them when he does so that they have bottomless fries, so it'll only order one basket for the table. I don't think he's going to do either one of those things for some reason. But speaking of Lord of the Rings, I don't know why Lord of the Rings is such a big deal. I know, like, so many people love that movie. I liked that movie. Very similar to Star Wars. Look, I'm kind of losing it right now. I get it. Like, some people are just going to tune out because I'm not a huge Star Wars or Lord of the Rings fans. But here's the deal. I like the franchises. I just don't get the hype. I enjoyed the movies. Not sure why they have this lore around them. But here's an interesting story I shared a little bit on Annie Fry show this week. A new survey of U.S. consumers suggested that for Gen Z, which is generally people born between 97 and 2012, the traditional storytelling mediums of movies and television shows have lost much of the relevance they held for previous generations. No surprise here, right? The way that even maybe you watch TV is different than you used to, not just with streaming, but when you're actively watching something, are you really watching it? Are you doing other things while it's on? I find myself doing that like crazy, and I don't even want to be doing it, but I just do it. The threat isn't coming from streaming. This is from LA Times, which has been the source of much legacy media's anxiety during the last several years. Instead, it's coming from social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and the like, and the personalities that dominate those platforms. According to Digital Media Trends report, 56% of Gen Z respondents say social media content is more relevant to them than traditional content, including TV series and movies. And that generation divide goes down the older you get, because you've watched TV and movies your whole life. So it's weird to say that within a generation, so we're talking maybe 20 years, the legacy media as you know it now may not exist, or it'll be just a hollowed out version of what it has been. I mean, we're already kind of halfway there, but we're getting closer and closer to it, which is why, you know, I mean, we get that in radio. Radio still is really the dominant local media anymore. But we understand, like, we're not just competing with other local radio stations or other local media. You're now competing with the entire world. So the fact that you even tune in to Wiggins America or you tune into 97.1 at all, not only do we appreciate that, but this is really the last local version of media that is probably going to exist. But we also understand we're putting these things out on podcasts for that very reason, because we understand we're competing for your attention, your time, and we all take that very, very seriously. We don't want to waste it. We're here to inform, to entertain, whatever. We appreciate that you have chosen to choose us over the literally anything else in the entire world, because that's the way the marketplace is moving. But I am a free market guy in the sense that may the best survive and the best will survive. And that's the nice thing, is that the legacy media has had a stranglehold on this thing, and they've really squandered it by telling worse and worse stories because they're agenda driven. Unfortunately, movies, they just used to, values matter, right? And values, if they don't match yours and they're being preached to you constantly, you just tend to kind of tune out. So it's a combination of that along with technology that's changing, that's really killing Hollywood. And, you know, that's the way it goes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.